You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ramadan came to an end this week, on the 3rd of June here in this hemisphere. It is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. It is said the Quran was sent down to the lowest heaven during this month. It begins when the first crescent of a new moon is sighted, and from that time it is a month of intense prayer and fasting throughout daylight hours as an exercise in self-restraint and a means to bring you closer to God, as well as a reminder of the suffering and less fortunate. It is also a month of nightly feasts. These nightly feasts are one of two main meals served during the month, suhoor, which is served before dawn, and iftar, which is served after sunset. This is the breaking of the fast and happens after the adhan for the evening prayer. Last week, I was invited to my first iftar dinner.
My sister, she's working in the local radio. She wants some record about for what are you feeling and thinking about for Ramadan iftar dinner for our guests at the musician.
Only if you're comfortable, but I'll come around and talk.
Okay, that's all right.
This is Hassan. He was the one who invited me. And actually, I hadn't intended to record it for work at all, hence the bad sound quality, but let me give you some background. On Sundays, I visit the Greyland Farmers Market with my partner. He's been going for years. Over the past couple of years, I've started to tag along as well. After the market, we get Turkish coffee and baklava without fail at a little cafe owned by a Turkish family. Hassan and Daria both used to lecture at university. When they retired, they started the cafe called Coffee and Durum in 2016. For Hassan, it was a hobby. His grandfather used to have a restaurant back in Turkey, but they both believe it is more than just a business. At first, it was a small espresso bar, and then they started to introduce freshly made traditional Turkish food. Seriously good Turkish food, I have to say. You cannot go wrong with their sun-dried tomato borek. While we were at the cafe last Sunday, Hassan invited me, my partner, and our friend to the iftar dinner that week. He told us to put our names down, and then he sat down with another customer to catch up. Hassan is like that, always happy to have a chat, or happy to leave you to your coffee or your preparation of a musical arrangement. But he will always check how you are, and when the rest of the family visits, they will check in with you too, Daria especially. Back to Ramadan. Hassan had proceeded to invite the other customer to iftar as well, and he insisted no one bring any food. So there we were, last Tuesday night. Arriving just on sundown, we were seated at an immaculately presented table with treats and salad ready. I asked my partner if he could pour me some water. I scull as much water as possible when I'm sitting at a table. He gently reminded me that a sip of water and dates was the way in which the fast is broken, and that we should wait until we all do that together. And we did.
My sisters, my brothers, everyone. Thank you for coming.
This is not a speech, but I just wanted to thank you all for coming here and being with us, joining with us this holy night for us, and it's the holy month of Ramadan. This is our third iftar dinner actually at this cafe, little cafe, coffee shop, and we are so lucky to have you here. Last year it was a fundraising activity, but this year we just want to thank you and be together. Thank you for being with us, joining us, and it's great to be in such a good neighborhood.
As Daria said, this year was different for them, and it did seem different. Since Christchurch, I had heard from loads more non-Muslim people about their attending iftar dinners. I had heard more about Ramadan in general, and I had felt sensitivity around the religion, which had previously been treated as unknown or foreign or nothing to do with us or not of this place. Quote, us, end quote. What is us? Who is us? Who are they? Why is it separate? These are questions I've had long before the terror attacks, but now more than ever. One of the regular customers who was also there, Matty Wall, stood and spoke to Hassan and Daria. Her words were echoed by everybody there. This is Matty.
Daria and Hassan, merhaba. Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you very much. That
was much
Perfect.
I practice here just to say thank you so much to you and to Harry and your son.
Not my real son, just the team son.
For such a generous, beautiful dinner. So much. gorgeous food and the spirit in which you do it. And I think we're very, very lucky to have you in our wood.
Yeah.
And always it's a welcome place to come. Always there's a beautiful coffee quickly delivered. There's chat if you want it. There's lovely food.
Thank you.
And a welcome. And I think we're very privileged. This has been a hard year for you so far. It's only been a short year. It's been a hard year for all of us, actually. That much we all share, I think. And we've felt it for you. And so this is a very special iftar for us to share with you. So, Deshiko
Dula. Thank you.
Another regular stood up, speaking to the room.
Greetings to you and your whānau. Thank you so much for opening your beautiful little cafe and your hearts to all of us. We're newcomers in the district. We've only been in Graydon for 1 year, but when we discovered you, we thought, yes, this could be an extension of our living room, you know, because it's got such a very special, lovely, peaceful feeling about the place. Quite apart from your delicious food and wonderful coffee, so thank you very much indeed.
Coffee is
excellent. Yeah, great coffee.
I wanted to ask Matty what she meant about this year being particularly hard.
In terms of your comment, though, about this year being quite difficult for everybody in post-Christchurch, this something like this seems to be quite a good way of healing, do you think?
I think so. I mean, also after the mosque attacks, people came and brought flowers. And Daria had a TV up here, and I came in, and she was just sitting with her mother, weeping, and they were watching the ceremony that was after this, 2-3 days old. And I think everybody felt it, you know.
Especially here.
And these, you know, Daria and Hassan are quite special. There are quite a few Turkish cafes and things in this area. But these guys are really family, and they're particularly good to talk to. If you're here on a quiet day, you know, you can sit and talk to Hassan.
I thought it could be a good idea to speak to some other people, so I start moving around the room. Herschel is there every week, like every week, without fail. Turns out he goes almost every day, which I hadn't realised. He's a musician, along with Lynn, his partner. They're always there working intensely with notebooks, laptops and headphones, or chatting to Hassan and hanging out with other customers.
I'm here almost every day, and sometimes my partner lives. Because, well, partly because we live on the block,
yeah.
And partly because it's a great cafe.
Yeah.
So coffee is excellent.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get Turkish coffee, but most days I get a long black, and sometimes I have a muffin. They make good muffins, very good. But the iftar was great. This was great. Well, they invited us. They also invited us to a larger Auckland-wide one of these 2 weeks ago. We went to that one. And that was really great. That was at a function center. So we've got two of these in 1 year, so we're very happy.
And has this been a way for you to engage more with Islam?
Well, it's quite interesting. The other one that we did, they had an imam there who was singing the prayers, and it was really interesting. And it was very nice, and people made lovely speeches. It was great. It was great. Yeah. And this is Lynn, my partner. Lynn, say something.
Well, I guess, I mean, you've got to come just because it's so lovely.
I think it's beautifully, being beautifully decorated and appointed. The room is lovely to sit in. Beautiful, the beautiful fabrics, and I think it's aesthetically pleasing to sit here. And of course, the tour, there's always such a welcome from the people who serve here.
Thank you for talking with me, and you're okay for it to go on the radio?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything?
Sure, I'll say something. So I am Ellie Cave, and I have been coming since the day they opened.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you live around?
I live very close, and this is my third Ramadan dinner.
Wow.
So, you know, that sort of constant but I remember when they first moved in, and I came with one of my sons, and we thought, oh, this looks nice, you know, and right away, I knew I'd be coming here quite often.
Wow. And by the way, it's me again, Herschel, but Eleanor, who just spoke, and myself, we both come from the same part of the planet, right, in New York City.
Right.
We're both
New York. Very far away from home.
Yeah. This is home. This is home now.
Tanya and Charmaine are usually there the same time we are, on Sunday mornings.
So what brings you guys tonight?
An invitation that we were given when we were in on Sunday after the market, having a cup of coffee. Mm.
And that's your regular visit?
To the market and then down here for a coffee.
Yes, very often. Most Sundays we try and do that. And we just love coming in here because of the quiet, intimate feel that it has.
And the warmth of Dahlia and husband.
So, and because we were just talking before, Tanya, about us. I mean, I don't have a lot of knowledge about Islam and these sort of community events or opportunities like this have been a way of understanding more about that religion, would you say?
Probably, although we've had the good fortune to come to know a woman from Bangladesh, a devout Muslim who knows the Quran thoroughly and so on, who's given us quite a lot of preliminary education.
I
mean, one of the things that she has stressed all along about Islam is that it is a religion of peace and generosity, and I mean, she reflects that in her work and life, and so do these two. How many cafes just gently welcome people to a special occasion like this? So we'll have our Eid meal with Farida, probably.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, I just think how much lovelier Auckland is than it was when I was a child. You know, in terms of the richness of people and the diversity of people. To us, it's an enormous gift. And to have the rise of Māori people back into their proper roles as mana whenua, welcoming guests and being the true first people, that's making it even better now, I think, for us.
Yes, when we were growing up, our world was a fairly monocultural world, which we just thought was ordinary, normal. And then we've been away for many years, but in other parts of the country. But coming back to Auckland is very exciting. We just feel
at home.
Well, we feel at home, but we feel proud to be part of Aotearoa New Zealand at this time as we're shaping a new country.
Mm.
Yeah. So this family are part of that, you know, reshaping of the new country,
yes,
which is fantastic.
Some others I haven't met before.
A wonderful community cafe. As I said before, I don't know any other cafe that welcomes people from the community so well. It's really great.
I just think it's great to bring the community together, and it makes you see your neighbours. And there's not many of my friends that know their neighbours as well as I know my neighbours, and I think they're quite shocked that how often the neighbours get together and that I actually know my neighbours so well. And the local shops, because I don't think many people actually know their shopkeepers, and it's a real sense of community up here. I've lived here for 29 years, and so you feel like a real sense of community up here, so it's just lovely, and it's nice to get to know the new people. It's a lovely way of doing it, so thank you.
Harry is one of the workers. He's Pākehā, but Hassan has been calling him his son all night, as he called me his sister at the start of this piece. Harry had said earlier in the night how much he appreciated the opportunities presented to him while working for Hassan.
Clearly just being around Hassan and working for him and just part of their like daily life, I guess, just being around him, like different terms and just because it's part of their daily life, so like you're just surrounded so much, you do experience kind of like little things they do compared to like big dinners like this.
How did you feel after Christchurch?
It was definitely like really interesting being part of the cafe, because obviously I could see it, like these are the only like Muslim friends of mine, so like I got to like kind of see how it impacted them firsthand, just being around Hassan every day after it happened, and it definitely made me definitely more sympathetic and stuff, just seeing how badly they were also affected from it because it's so close to home for them, you know. And from working here, I do know like quite a bit about Islam and stuff, so just knowing that what the reason was behind the attack and why they did it and just how nonsensical it was, it kind of just, it definitely made like it seem a lot harsher and more awful and stuff. So yeah.
To finish the piece, I spoke with Hassan and Daria.
It's been 2.5 years now. This is our third iftar dinner.
Right, and you've done it every year?
Yeah, every year.
And welcomed every year. And people?
Welcome people. It was, the first one was like that, and the second one was a fundraising activity.
Okay.
And the third one is just a thank you to our dear friends and neighborhood. Yeah. So it's going to be only 2 nights, today and tomorrow. So we are so... happy to see lovely people around.
Who cooks all the food?
Hassan does
everything.
And I contribute.
Yeah.
And you made the lovely cake. Yeah, everybody gets something.
Do you think that, especially after Christchurch, there's been more openness about people?
Absolutely. I mean, we have seen the real face and real heart of people around us. Unbelievable. It is so good. I mean, we cried together here at the cafe after the attack. We watched the ceremonies together here, and everybody was so sensitive and so. I just couldn't believe that they are such a lovely, beautiful people around us, and we are more connected after the attack. I can feel like,
and that's what's important, right? In terms of building and maintaining those connections. That leads us away from...
Yes, we need to know each other. We are just human beings, 99% same. Just only 1% difference maybe. So that's the good thing. And we, as long as we know each other, we try to understand each other, all the doors are open for us, and it's going to be a greater community, I think. And New Zealand is such a beautiful country, and nobody... else can destroy it, so it's getting better every day, I believe. So,
brilliant.
So appreciate it.
Thank you.
Having those lovely people around.
Thank you for speaking with
Thank
me.
You. Thank you.
I'll speak to Hassan quickly. Can I get you quickly?
Oh,
or are you busy?
Oh. I'm really sick, yeah.
You're sick?
Yeah. Why?
And you're still working?
Still working, yes, good.
Will you take some time off?
After work.
Okay.
Every day.
So this is the third iftar dinner you go to every, in terms of years. Why is it that you host it?
Because it's our religion and our culture is the iftar, Ramadan Mount. Feeling is the four, is the hungry peoples, and then their religions. And the sharing is very, very important, and religion based and cultural based, and then we have to continue is very similar and for good actions, because we are not only make a business, we make it for friendship. Yeah, this is lots of friends, our neighbors. We sharing together is for not only just Ramadan Mount. We sharing is every time we are very ready, and then but is Ramadan very special, extra special is for holy month for us, and especially for end of March is the very sad attack for mosque in Christchurch. After attack is the all our friends, our customers come in and say we are sad, and they are very friendly come. Some customers say it is the if you and the not feeling is for safe, please come join us your our house, we are living together. Oh my goodness, this is real New Zealand, real Kiwi, real Maori. This is a Kiwi culture and a New Zealand culture. And then the sharing together is our side and our customer side. We are very happy. We are lucky, especially Grayling area. And this area is the magnificent peoples, elegant peoples, very, very important for us. And then is the, we are continuous for sharing is for Ramadan Mount and after Ramadan Mount as well. Yeah, this is just always the sharing. That's it. Yeah, very easy and basic means. Yeah, thank you very much for questions.
No, thank you for having us here every week and tonight. It's been very, very lovely.
By the end of the night, I was feeling pretty content, with delicious food in my puku and with affirming circles of relationship around me emanating from this one little cafe. I know it doesn't fix everything in the world, but the generosity and the love shown in this space at this time, and every day of the week actually, whether it be a religious holiday or not, that is something. And that something goes beyond the lines drawn in society. It leaves me asking why we don't commit more time and energy to getting rid of those lines, just like Hassan and Daria.
The Wire.
That was indeed Hassan and Daria of Coffee and Durum, which is on Hakanoa Street, actually in Greyland, which is off Richmond Road. I highly recommend you check it out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.